Okay, Rabosai, we're up to Malachi Paragimel, the third parak in Malachi, the last parak of Treyasar. It has been 6 years that we have been learning Navi together, this is the last year on Navi. Beth Hashem will figure out the exact schedule for the following project, we will announce. I think it'll probably be related to the Treyasar if we're doing some ksuvim, so we'll probably start with Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, then go back to Divrei Hayamim, which is all about Nevi'im Rishonim, and then the Chamish Megillos. That's what it the plan seems to be, but we will, Be'ez Hashem, see. But first, Malachi Perek Gimel, that's what's in front of us, a couple of famous psukim here in Malachi, how Navi ends. Says the pasuk, again, the Perek is about more Musar, how we were not following the proper derech in during Bayesheni. We have to do better. Come back to me, Hashem says, and I'll come back to, I'll come back to you. Give proper tzedakah. Give Trumas and Maestras, he says, and don't worry about Tzadik Varala, Rasha Vatovla, it's all going to work out in the end, and recognize that the Rishayim will be taken care of, and Navi ends. All Naviim ends with, Hashem says, in the name, Malachi says, in the names of Hashem, remember the Torah. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, and the Gula will come, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem, Eselio HaNavi. The Perek is also, besides the first three Psukim, the rest of the Perek is the Haftorah for Shabbos Hagadol. Says the Navi, Hinini Sholeach Malachi, I will send my Malach. What is this referring to? The Mesudas David says, this is referring back to the end of the previous parak. Those who feel that there's a problem of Tzadik Varalo, Rasha Vatovlo, really Rasha Vatovlo, Lahashib Al Tlunasam, Sha'amra, Ye Elokei HaMishpat, V'yomer Hinei Bizman HaGula Asida, don't worry, I will send my Malach and everything will be just taken care of. Hinini Sholeach Malachi, Ufina Derech Lefanai, he will clear a path, Ufit Om, and suddenly, Yavo El Hechalo HaAdon, Asher Atem Mevakshim, the Adon that you are asking, Hashem will show his presence and show clearly who is in charge. That word Pit'om is crucial for us to focus on for a moment. The Chafetz Chaim makes a big deal about this word pit'om. It says pit'om, the Golus, the Mashiach is going to come pit'om. He writes this, we've quoted this in other shiurim, in the Asif HaSakenim, in the Hakdama that he writes for the Achronim on Seder Kachim. So there in the Maimer Torah Or, which he wrote, the 12th Prakim, Maimer Torah Or, is a Hakdama to that. So he writes there that we have to be ready for Mashiach, because just like it says Pit'om in Parshas Baaloscha, Hashem appears to Moshe and Aaron, Pit'om, Tzu'u Shlashtachem Elo Amoed, and they were all running. Whoa, my goodness, Hashem is here. They didn't expect it. Mayim, Mayim they were running for. So too, HaKavana Shalafichach Niglem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pit'om, Hashem appears to them, Pit'om, Shemizeh Yavinu Shetzadak Moshe, just like their pit'om meant suddenly, and they recognize their problem. Since the revelation of Hashem will be suddenly, there won't be time to get ready. And to learn about Kachim and Taurus, it's not just a 1 hour or 2 hour. It takes years and years. So therefore, you have to make sure to learn everything and be ready, because Pito Mashiach could come any second. And they tell the stories. The Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah quotes this in Parshas Bahar, how the Chafetz Chaim every night, they used to listen on the outside of his door. He used to go into his study, close the door, but they used to listen. He used to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used to first say all the Shvachim, all the great things Hashem gives him. And then he started to be Toveya, the Chovos of Klal Yisrael. Hashem, how much suffering have we gone through? How much Torah have we learned? It's time already. It's time to bring Mashiach, the Chafetz Chaim said. Is there any heart of the Jewish people that's whole? Why? He speaks to the tzaddikim of the city. He speaks to the tzaddikim of throughout the history. Every night, and when it became light, he felt like it was going to happen at any moment, as is described here, pit'om. But that's what it says here. It's going to come pit'om. Yobale chalo, umalach habris, asher etem chavetzim, and also the malach habris that you're waiting for. Hinei bo amar Hashem tzvakos, he is coming. Who is the malach habris? The Radak says either it's referring to Malach HaMashiach, He is the Malach HaBris, or who else is called the Malach HaBris? Malach HaBris, of course, is Eliyahu HaNavi. He is called the Malach HaBris. Why is he called the Malach HaBris? So the Radak here quotes the Pirkei Der Belazar that is much quoted in Perachav Tes, that Eliyahu HaNavi complained to Hashem that Bnei Yisrael are not keeping the covenant, are not keeping the bris, and Hashem says, oh yeah, so you're going to have to go to every bris mila. Chayecha, Shein Yisrael osim bris mila, ad sha'ata roa beinecha. Mikan eskinu chachamim shi osim moshev kavala Malach HaBris, sheneemar, o Malach HaBris, asher atem chaveitzim, hine ba v'gomer, Elohei Yisrael yachish v'yavi b'chayenu Mashiach l'nachamenu v'yichadish l'vavenu sh'nemar v'yishad l'vavos albanim. Pirkei Der Belazar quotes the psukim from our parak. So Malach HaBris, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. Umi mechal kelas yom ba'o. Who could bear and fathom the day of his coming? Umi omeid b'heira oso. Who's going to be able to stand when he comes? Wakihu ke'esh mitzaref. He's going to purify. He's going to be like a purifying fire. Ukebaris mechapsin and cleanse us with spiritual soap. V'yashav mitzaref. He's going to purify the Kohanim, who we have just been talking about, that violated and they accepted Bali Mumin and they did all the treacherous things in the base of Migdash, but Hashem's going to purify them, and in the future they're all going to be pure. Vizika kosam, kazav, hakasef, pure gold and silver. And it'll be for Hashem those who bring mincha bitstaka properly. This starts the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol. And it'll be sweet to Hashem. The Mincha of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, that's where the Beis HaMikdash is, Kimei Olam Uchshanim Kanmonios, as we end the Amidah each time also. What's Kimei Olam? Like the early days, different Mefarshim say, maybe it's referring to the days of David and Shlomo, and the days of Moshe, the days of Adam and Chava, the days of early Karbanos, different Pshatim given in the Midrashim and in the Mefarshim. Rav Kook writes in his Siddur on this Pasuk, V'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, where we say this, that, again, he does not write this in his other writings. Some quote this as saying that Rav Kook holds that there's not going to be karbanos in the future. That may be implicit here, but if you look at his other writings, it's been pointed out that he does not say that explicitly. But here he seems to say that there is an idea of the animals having das when Mashiach comes, and that's why there's only going to be mincha. Minchas Yehuda. Masha'en kein ha'adam, says Rav Kook. Asher belibo ha-mevin yaskilos maise ha-karban v'yizkar v'lashem b'dayto avala'asil lavo shefa hadas yispashet v'yechter afilu b'balei chayim. Even the animals are going to have das v'kodesh baruch hu lo yiru v'lo yeshchisu b'chol ha-kodshi ki mal ha-aras das is Hashem. The pasuk that the Rambam quotes at the end of Malachim, v'akrava shetia oz shel mincha me'at someach terav l'Hashem ki me'olam u'chshem kaman yos. The mincha will be as sweet to Hashem as the animals had been earlier. Okay, but that's one shot that he gives. V'karavti aleichem la'mishpat, and I will bring everyone close to judgment. At that point, v'ayiti eid memaher b'machashvim u'manafim, those who sinned, I will witness and testify against them about the magicians, the baba menafim u'benishvayim la'sheker, and those who swear falsely, u'ba'oshki sarashar sochir almana yasom u'mategir, right, all those who do not pay their workers and take advantage of almanas and yasomim, v'lo yireuni, they don't fear me, they're going to stand the judgment. Amar Hashem Tzvakos, ki ani Hashem lo shanisi. I am Hashem, I have not changed. V'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. I have not changed, and you, B'nai Yisrael, have not been decimated. Even though it makes sense that B'nai Yisrael shouldn't be around anymore. Every other nation in history is not around anymore. So many have tried to get rid of us, but we're still around. And the riot to that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm still here, and I don't change, and you are not here. And there will be a time when you will return to your greatness, says the Radak. U'b'achras ha'yamim tashuv l'malaschem, v'tia elyonim al kol ge'ya ha'aretz. You will be elyon on all of those, all of the nations. The Rav Zevin talks about this pasuk a number of times in his commentary Al HaTorah and La Torah V'la Mo'adim. But if you look in Kedoshim, he talks about how the Medrash tells us that the Elyonim, because they don't have a Yetzahara, they only have one Kedusha. But the Tachtonim, us, we have a Yetzahara, we have two Kedushos. V'his Kadishtem V'yisem Kedoshim. Right, there's a double Lashon of Kedusha. What does that mean? Explains Rav Zevin. In a very creative style, as he always does. The difference between one and two. One and two. One, on the one hand, symbolizes a unit and completion and perfection, but there's no growth. The number two already reflects growth and blossoming. Beis mora al gidul tzmicha. Habeis ukvar tzad sheni. Vim ken yish kvar his patchus tosefes. Hashem, when Hashem speaks to Bnei Yisrael, anochi Hashem alkecha, starts with an aleph. The world starts with a base. Bereshis bar alokim. Because Hashem is one. Ani Hashem lo shanisi. The world is Beis is constantly moving. There's always shinui, and that's reflected by the Beis that starts. Even the word bria and bara starts with a Beis. Malachim are omdim. As we know, they don't move. They're at the same level. Nivru b'tchila b'kochos mugbalim. They are who they are. They have one kedusha, as the Medrash says. B'Yisrael we're mahalchim. What does mahalchim mean? It means our kedusha is always flowing and moving and going up. And that's why we have the koach ha-gidul v'ahiluch. And that's what it means that we have a double kedusha, the double lashon in the pasuk that the Medrash picks up on. But Hashem lo shanisi. Right? That's why Hashem starts off with the anochi starts off with an aleph. L'mei me'avo seichem, continuing pasuk zayin. Sartem ichukai v'lo shmartem. For so many years, right? You have strayed from me. Shuvu elai v'ashuvu aleichem. Come back to me. The pasuk that we also say in Shabbat Shuva. Shuvu elai v'ashuvu aleichem. Amar Hashem tzvakos. V'amar te'bemen ashuv. And you say, how should we come back? So I say, Hashem says, Hayikva adam elokim. Could a person steal from God? Kevaz lashon of stealing, Rashi quotes. Ki atem kovim osi. That you steal from me. V'amar te'bemek v'anucha. You say, what have we stolen? Hamaiser v'atshuma. You don't give chumas and maiseres. You're stealing from my servants. Hayikva adam elokim, the Chassam Sofer has an unbelievable vart. We know the pasuk said, the question in Shabbos Laman Aleph is, Kavati itim laTorah, did you set aside time for Torah? So Chassam Sofer says, maybe that's also a reference to stealing time for Torah. As the pasuk says here, Kevaz Lashon of Gezel, Gazalta itim laTorah. Did you steal time for Torah? Did you learn when you weren't supposed to be learning? When you were supposed to be involved in other activities, but instead you were learning? Gazalta. And the Gemara says, the end of Nadara, Maim Genuvim Yimtaku. Stolen water, stolen Torah is the sweetest. And that's the what's referred to here, Hayikva Adem Elokim, the connection of Kavate Itim La Torah. Bama'era Atem Ne'arim, you're being cursed because you haven't given Shubas and Maestras. Vosi Atem Kovin, you're trying to steal from me. Hagoy Kulo, everybody's involved. The Gemara Avodah Zarah darshins from this phrase, Hagoy Kulo, that a gzeira derabanan only applies if it's hagoy kulo. If it is a gzeira that kol atzibur yochol lamo, says the Gemara. Ein goes in gzeira latzibur, alakei rov atzibur yochol lamo bo. Damar vada barava, mai kra. Bamei atem nirim, osi atem kovim, hagoy kulo, iik hagoy kulo, in. Ilo, lo. Ilo, lo. And that's what Tosfos also discusses, that is it memelo batel, is just that it's easily to get rid of it, but that's the phrase hagoy kulo. Havi was kala maser al beisa osar. Hashem says, bring chumas and maiseres, give it, v'yiteref beveisi, and there'll be food in my house, in my beis hamikdash, u'b'chanuni nabazos. And you could even test me in this regard. Right? This is the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, and is quoted, l'halacha, generally you're not allowed to test Hashem. Lo senasu as Hashem alakechem. It's an issa daraisa. Issa daraisa, to test God, right? The it's included in the issur of testing a Navi Emes. Mitzvah Tavchav Dalid in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shlo lenasos Navi Emes yosimidai. You're not allowed to test him. Once you know he's a Navi Emes, he's a Navi Emes. But included in that is not testing Hashem. Ukmochein bechlal ashara shlo lasos mitzvah Hashem baruchu al derech hanisayon. Sheyaseh klomer. Sheyaseh adam mitzvah lenasos im yigmil Hashem kitzidko. Ah, with tefillin and tzitzis, if Hashem does this for me. No. Do it for Avas Hashem. Aye, what about this pasuk? Exception to the rule. Tzedakah is different. Shebechol mitzvos nemalos anasu chutz mizu de meiser. Except for this mitzvah of meiser, as is described here and in Tainus on Daf Tes, and that's even quoted in the Ramah. Quoted in the Ramah in Yaradeya. The Ramah in Yaradeya, beginning of Hilchot Tzedakah, says, the Yesh Omer, Hatzedakah doches gzeres kashos. Uberov tatsami maves mi kamosha ira litzarfis. Vihi ma'aseres. Va'asur lanasos akadosh baruch hu ki'im bedavar zeh. Shenemar ubachanuni na bazos. Quoting from the Gemara in the first parak of Tainus. Vyesh omrim, says the Ramah, dafka benesivis meiser mutu lanasos akadosh baruch hu. The context of the Gemara is meiser, not general tztaka. So maybe it's only talking about meiser. If it's chetshuva here, is it only meiser ksafim? Is it only meiser tvua? Right, that's the discussion, but that's why we have the idea of a misha berach. Mishaberach, somebody gives staka in order to get a bracha, right? Because that's what's the only exception to the rule that one is allowed to do. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, there was one time there was a story that somebody once gave the Rav an aliyah, and he was so excited to give the Rav an aliyah, even on a weekday, he made him a Mishaberach. Bavur, and he says, Bavur sheh, ala la Torah, but the Rav didn't want that. The Rav said, only by staka. So he says, Bavur sheh, no der. And he was so excited that he made another Misha Berach, another, and Rav Soloveitchik kept giving Nedarim because he didn't want to do the Aliyah LaTorah shouldn't be for Nisayon, but it should only be for the Tzedakah itself. But anyway, back to the Pasuk. So Hashem says, test me in this regard. Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Im lo eftach lachem es arubas Hashemayim, if I don't open up the windows of heaven for you. Varikosim lachem bracha ad belidai, and I empty out bracha to you ad belidai, the Gemara, ad sheyomar yifso sechem ilo mardai, until the lips, say enough, they get tired of saying enough already, but so much bracha that is referred to here. V'ga'arti lochem ba'ochal, and I will keep away those locusts that will want to eat your food. V'lo yashchus lem eskri adama, they won't destroy the fruit. V'lo seshakel b'chem agem basadeh, omar Hashem Tzvakos, there'll be bracha. The issue is chem kol agayim, and all the nations will praise you. Kitiu atem eretz chefetz. You will be eretz chefetz. You will be the land of chefetz that everybody wants. Amar Hashem Tzvakos. And now he says back, Musar. Chazku alai devreichem, Amar Hashem. Your words have been harsh with me. V'amartem anet barnu alecha. And you say, what have you spoken? Amartem. Some of you said, shav avod elokim. Again, looking around, we see Rasha v'toblo. Some say, it's worthless. Right, you think there's no schar va'onish to serve Hashem. Uma betza ki shamarnu mishmarto. What profit is there? Ki alachadu kudoranis. Right, we just leave empty-handed. It seems like the Osei Risha, right? They get escape from anything negative. Says Hashem, as then, after people hear this heresy, Nidru Yirei Hashem, Isharayu. The Yirei Hashem will talk to each other, though. Vayakshiv Hashem, Vayishman Hashem will hear. Vayikasev Sefer Zikaron, the fun of the Yirei Hashem. And I'll write it down in the Sefer Zikaron to those who are Yirei Shemayim, Alachosh Vishmo, and those that think about his name. This pasuk has a lot of many drushes chazal on it. The Gemara in Brachis. And the first parak on Davav says, Choshvei Shmo. What's Choshvei Shmo? Choshav Adam Lasos Mitzvah Venenas. Even if somebody wanted to do a mitzvah and wasn't able to do it, Ma'alav HaKasav Gilu Asah, Hashem will give him credit as if he did it. That's L'choshvei Shmo. L'choshvei Shmo. But also, Nidru Yirei Hashem, you have to talk to each other. You have to talk to each other. Right? Rabbi Lau in his commentary on Pirkei Avos comments on the Mishnah in the third parak, which talks about that people have to have Divrei Torah between them. Right, people have to have Divrei Torah between them. Right, the Mishnah there in Brachas is quoting this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Well, let me just get the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if somebody is Shnayim, Rabbi Chinim Etradio, Shnayim Sheyoshim Ve'im Benim Divrei Torah, Yisoshev Leitzim. But two people that are sitting, Ve'yesh Benim Divrei Torah, Shchina Shruya Benim, Shneamar, Ar Pasuk, Az Nidru Yirei Hashem. They're talking to each other. Rabbi Lau says you have to talk to each other. If somebody thinks that they're their own person, they don't need anybody's help, they don't need a chavrus, they can just do everything themselves, he says that's gaiva. He says it has to be nidbru yirei Hashem, they have to talk to each other. The Rambam also quotes this pasuk at the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, after he talks about Lashon Hara and all the terrible things and the Saras that comes from it. The Rambam ends off Hilchos Tumas Saras, aval sichas ksheirei Yisrael v'tzadikehem. The discussion and conversations of the Ksheri Yisrael and their righteous Eino Ella B'Divrei Torah B'Divrei Chachma. Laficha Chadosh Baruch Hu Ozer Al Yadon U'Mezakeh Osan Ba. Hashem will help them and be Mezakeh. Shenemar Oz Nidru Yirei Hashem. Quotes, ends the Tumas Saras with our Pasuk. Kidding. V'hayu li amar Hashem Tzvakos layom asher ani oseh skula. On that day I will make a skula for all those who still believe in me. V'chamalti aleihem, and I will love them kasher yachmol isha b'no ha'oved oso. Like someone who loves their son, who serves him. Interesting, in the pasuk you have b'no and eved, like the Remei Rabbi Yehuda about osim ritzono shamakam and not osim ritzono shamakam. V'shaftim u'isa mei tzadik l'rasha, and then you will return and you'll notice the difference between a tzadik and a rasha. Bein obed elokim l'asher lo avado, somebody who serves Hashem to somebody who does not serve him. Famous Gemara in Meseches Chagiga, this pasuk is referring to somebody who serves Hashem to one who doesn't serve him. Serves Hashem as somebody who learned something 101 times. 101 times. Somebody doesn't serve Hashem is only 100 times. What's the difference? Because you remember it with 101 times. The Klei Yakar says, the difference in Gematria between Zachar and Shachach is 101. Because once I do it 101 times, I go, I remove Shechacha, and I am able to remember it. Again, there's so much here. The Baromei Sada, the Netziv says on that Gemara in Chagiga, that when somebody learns it 101 times, that shows he's not just doing it for himself. I did it 100 times. He's doing it because of Avas Hashem. And he can't stop, even after 100 times. He says, Hine derech tam rechacham bekach, kadei shalol yishkach, avol mea ve'echad, hu rak mishum Avas HaTorah. V'zehu avodas Elokim. That's avodas Elokim, again, 101 times. Amazing. Again, a lot more about that, but we'll have to continue. Kine ayom bo bo er katanur, the day is going to come like a fire. V'ani kol zeid, v'kol azir ish lakash, all the wicked will be burned up like straw. V'liyad osam ayom abo marshim tzvakos. It's going to be a fire. Shalo yazo lem shorish v'anaf. The wicked won't have any roots left. They'll totally disappear. V'zarcha lechem yirei shimi. The Gemara says there's going to be a sun in the future, a spiritual sun, which will burn up the Rishayim and heal the Tzadikim. The same item, so to speak, the sun. Shemesh tukul marpi v'chnatea. V'tzasem ufishtem be'egli marpik. You'll be able to be healed and be able to be robust. V'asosem Rishayim. You'll trample on the Rishayim. Ki yu efer tachas kabos raglayim. It'll be like their ashes. B'yom asher aniyose amar Hashem al tzval. Because on that day. And now Navi ends. Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah. The Chavetz Chaim writes on page Reish Lamed Gimel in Chavetz Chaim al Torah. Torah is a prerequisite for Geula. The next pasuk is about Geula. Learn Torah. Torah is going to be and following the Torah is a prerequisite. The Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes in the Sichas Musar that the godless of Moshe being an Eved. What's Moshe being an Eved? So many. The Radak at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua and Perak Aleph. Let's remember the first Perak of Navi, where he talks that Eved is someone who puts all of his faculties into serving Hashem. And that, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz emphasizes that Moshe sometimes says, I don't remember. Sometimes he says, I don't remember. I don't remember a couple of times, which you might think would call into question his whole Masorah. Moshe doesn't remember. Then the whole Masorah might be false. No, Moshe says, this is the Emes. And this is what I have to do. This is what I have to do, and therefore, that's what makes him an Eved, because it's not about him. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zichra Toras Moshe Avdi. So as Navi ends, Malachi was the last Navi, the last message he gives is, keep the Torah. Keep the Torah. Keep the mitzvos. Zichra Toras Moshe Avdi. Asher tzivisi oso b'chorei b'al kol Yisrael, that I commanded him. At Har Sinai, Chukimu Mishpatim, Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem, I am sending. The Chavetz Chaim also says, it doesn't say Ashalach, I will send. I am sending. He's ready. He's there. He's ready on the way. I'm sending us Eliyahu Hanavi. Sending Eliyahu Hanavi. Rashi and Parshas B'chukosai points out Eliyahu here is spelled without the vav. Five times Eliyahu is spelled without the vav. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says maybe his original name was Eliyah, and then when he became the Navi Yisrael, he became Eliyahu, and then he went back to Eliyah. But Rashi, quoting Chazal, in Parshas B'chukosai, Bechamisha Mekomos Nechtav Malei, Ve'Eliyahu Chaser, Bechamisha Mekomos, Yaakov Natal Os Mishmo Shel Eliyahu Eravon, Yaakov took a letter as a security. She yavo v'yavaser ku'ulas banav. Yaakov says, I'm taking a letter until you come. And that's what's here. Hinei enoch sholech lachem es Elio Hanavi. I'm taking a letter from Elio Hanavi. Elio has a lot of names also. Elio Hanavi, Elio Atishbi, Elio Agaladi. I think we spoke about this recently. Rabbi Simon writes in Parshas Pinchas that Elio has three jobs, three different psukim. Elio has the number one, to be the mevaser of the geula, like it says here, and that's Eliyahu Hanavi. He's also to get us to do tshuva, v'heshev levavos albanim. That's number two. And number three, he's to be our teacher. To be our teacher, that's Eliyahu Hanavi. That's Nevuah. Eliyahu HaTishbi. Tishbi is from a lashon of Shav. Tshuva. Eliyahu HaGiladi. Gilad is a reference, according to Chazal, to the Sanhedrin, to be our teacher. So, Yinei Anochi Shleach Lechem, we wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come, to do all those things, to redeem us, to teach us, and to bring us back to Hashem. So, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem, before the great day, HaGadol V'Hanora. The Barbanel says he's going to be the first one to have Tchias HaMesim, if he's dead. If he's not dead, he's going to be the first one to come back into his guf. As we know, the Radak says he's going to come back to his guf, the Chatzam Sofer, we've quoted in the past in the Chelek Vav, Simin Sadiches, talks about how Eliyahu Navi sometimes appears in his guf, sometimes appears in his neshama, and at that time, he's going to appear in his guf, he's going to come back and redeem us. Ukumisgale al Ze'ofa, when he comes to a bris, he's like a malach. Right, he only comes in his neshama. He doesn't come in his guf. But that's what we wait for. We wait for the time that he's going to come finally, once and for all, into the guf. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Malachim that this pasuk is referring to the future. We don't know exactly the order of things, but we know that it's going to be involve Eliyahu Hanavi and involve Tchias HaMesim and involve Olam Haba. We don't exactly know the order, but the Rambam says in Yud Beis Beis, Yerem Yipshutan Shal Divrei HaNaviim Shebetchilas Yimos HaMashiach Tiyem HaMlecha Az Milchem Es Gog U'Magog. And before Gog Umagog, Yamo Navi Li Yisrael, Li Yasher Yisrael Hachin Libam, before the Milchama, a Navi will come and get us ready. Shenemar Hinei Anochi Shalech Lechem Eseliyahu HaNavi. Veino Ba, Lo Latame V'Latar, Lo Latar Atame, V'Lo Lifsal HaNashim, He's not going to change any halacha, Elo Lasum Shalom Ba'olam. Just to bring peace. Shenemar, V'Heshev Levavos Abanim, as it says here. V'Yesh Menach HaChamim Shomrim, Shekon Nabi Yasim HaLacham HaShiach, Yavo Eliyahu. V'Chalei Lu Adram V'Chayotzi Behen, and just to end off with the words of the Rambam, Lo Yeda Adam Heich Yiyu Ad Sheyiyu. Ultimately, we won't know exactly what's going to happen until it happens. All the Nebuah that we discussed over the past 6 years, or really over the past 4 years, the Nevi'im Achronim, we're only going to know exactly what they meant and how they're fulfilled afterwards, looking back. Shetvarim stumim heim eitzel on Nevi'im. Gam chachamim ein lam kabbalah bedvarim elu. Elfi hechra psukim al kalpanim ein seder. But either way, even though we don't know, don't worry about it, says the Rambam. This doesn't affect our avodas Hashem. Ein seder avayis v'ramelu v'lo dikdukan ikar badas. Ula olam lo yisasek adam b'divrei hagados. V'lo yarech b'divrei midrashos. V'amur b'dyonim elu. V'lo yisimim ikar. Doesn't bring you, lead you to avas Hashem. Doesn't lead you to yiras Hashem. Just serve Hashem, says the Rambam. But the Navi says, I'm going to send Eliyahu Navi lefnei bo yom Hashem agodol anor v'heishiv leivavos habanim leivanim alavosam. All the generations will come together. Pen yavo v'yikani kesi al aris chayrem. If not, I'm going to come and strike the land with destruction. But again, we end off with the first, the hinei anochi sholeach lachem. That's the minhag of repeating that, because you want to end on a downer. You end with geula. Rav Soloveitchik, just to end with this, in the second volume of Reflections, talks about one of my favorite pieces in Rav Soloveitchik, that when somebody gives shir, all the Bali and Masorah walk into the shir. I'm not going to read it now. The Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shach, and the Rashba, they all come into shir. All speak one language. All pursue one goal. All are committed to a common vision. And all operate with the same categories. A Masorah collegiality is achieved. A friendship, a comradeship of old and young. Spanning antiquity, the Middle Ages and modern times. The Huakates, this joining of the generations, this merger of identities will ultimately bring about the redemption of the Jewish people. It will fulfill the words of the last of the Hebrew prophets, Malachi, Eliyahu shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. The Messianic realization will witness the great dialogue of the generations. And that's what it says here. And we daven. Let it happen very soon in our days. Chazak, chazak, we're able to learn Navi together over these past 6 years.